is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Brace your bet, yes, back wagons. Crowd big noise, Evans here, joined by the good son of Daniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast on this hashtag Taco Tuesday, hashtag Tequila Tuesday, hashtag just drink tequila all the damn time. That's a very long hashtag, a lot of character limitations on that. But it is definitely soundly suggested here on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It doesn't matter what day of the week. Let's get after it with some bets. And let's hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus, Lundy. These are favorite wagers, likely on the diamond, although you could be dabbling in some long-term futures NFL propositions, which I do not recommend, because your money's going to be tied up interest-free for eternity. Though anything related to Jonathan Taylor right now, just go ahead and fade, because he is moving like your grandfather, according to some of the videos that I've seen. And his quote-unquote, I don't have a back injury, but the Colts are claiming he does have a back injury. We'll see what happens in that ongoing saga there in the middle of the country. But you got those tickets in hand. You are ready to hop aboard. You're going to ride off in the sunset, hopefully with the winner plus 100 odds or greater. Bloody tick hack. What do you like tonight?
Well, Brad, you know what? When you're not interested in taking the bus, what do? You just walk.
I can hitchhike.
You just walk. That's what you do. These boots are made for walk. That's what you do. And wow. I understand, because I know exactly where you're going to go. Brad, do you know that over at DraftKings right now, it is even money plus 100 for Ohtani to walk? It's even money for the man who nobody wants to pitch to. If you saw the video in the Toronto Blue Jays dugout, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you saw it, it involved words that you can actually say because we're on a podcast as opposed to television or radio. But let's just say members of the Jays were a little frustrated that management was choosing to pitch to Mr. Ohtani. So look, plus 100 odds at DK right now. And I'll take it all day long. Intentional, just point, just go to first, Shohei. We're good. We don't need to see you launch one over the wall. So I know you are also opting away from the bus and choosing to walk in the action today. Mine is Shohei plus 100 at DK.
Yeah, and same game, different name, and another MVP front runner. You're talking about the AL MVP likely winner there in Shohei Ohtani, but how about the National League likely winner and a guy who could go 40-70 this year? That's 40 overall and 70 stolen bases, definitely on the table, and he is facing Shohei in that showdown in the ATL, and I say Ronald Acuña Jr. also walks his way, talks his way all the way to first base with that free pass likely issued by starter of LAA, and that is Patrick Sandoval, who's got a ghastly 3.77 walks per nine mark this season. Usually good for 2 to 3 free passes a game. That's why it's a 2.5 walks on his prop. And it's juicy the over, but he could actually hit that because he's going to issue at least one to the leadoff man of the Atlanta Braves. You look at Ronald Acuña Jr. I still can't believe this is plus 105. So a little bit better, a little bit juicier than your Shohei Ohtani one at DraftKings. First half walks percentage for him was at 10.8. Since the All-Star break, 16.2. It's pretty routine now that he is getting that fourth ball and taking a base here over the second half of the season. And as I mentioned, too, some of the control issues that Sandoval has means he's going to be dancing around that strike zone, trying to entice Acuña on a free swing. But he says, not so fast, my friend. I think he gets that base on ball. So Lundy, ball four with Shohei. Myself, ball four with Ronald Acuña Jr. Both plus odds and both already on the board on this Tuesday. Let's get after it with the rest of the pod and another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco on the podcast today. Let's get witty. Let's go with Bobby Witt Jr. And I'm going to take the over 1.5 total bags. Usually this prop, when it is offered on a player, is at plus odds. This one at low minus odds, that kind of gives you an indication he could go ham in the box score today for the basement dwelling Kansas City Royals. So it's minus 110, best odds right now at BetMGM. Why am I high on Bobby Witt Jr.? Well, he's taking on the Mets, who are in full sell mode right now. They dealt Max Scherzer, as you guys saw recently, the Texas Rangers. So they're cleaning house, and they're trotting out Jose Quintana, who's only had a couple of starts so far this season. He's given up just 4 earned runs, 11 innings pitch, but a guy that has a lot of 34.3 hard hit percentage and 12 hits combined over those 11 innings. And you look at Witt against LHPs this season, he is raking at the dish. 305 batting average, 876 OPS. Over the last 30 days, he's batting a robust 327 and is swinging a scorching hot bat. He's actually been over this 1.5 total bases prop in 5 of his last 8 games. So Lundy, I think he gets this on a double. It could be the first AB of the game, and it's a sweat-free effort in the end for those gambling backers. So fade or follow, maybe you're one of them. Bobby Witt Jr. over 1.5 total bags, minus 110 at BetMGM.
By the way, I'm not sure that either of these teams are done in terms of the trade deadline today. You may see some more names moving because both of these teams are sellers. As you said, the Mets are doing it. The Royals doing it as well. So this could, and part of what we see all the time at trade deadlines, Brad, as you know, is a lot of times it's pitching, which means then what happens? You got to play a game tonight and you're just piecing shit together. Like you're just trying to get through 9 innings. And that's true on both of these sides. So I've actually got another total base prop that I'll give you in bonus time in this same game. Love this one though with Witt. I'm willing to pay the juice. And I think you're right. He might do it in the first AB.
Oh, get witty. Come on, Bobby. Slap a double the gap and last cash and ticket straight out of the box.
Number 4.
All right, Numero Cuatro on the Fade 5 podcast today. Let's talk about a pitcher who has been slamming doors in the competition, and I love this wager. Kyle Bradish of the Baltimore Orioles, the second-best team, according to record, in Major League Baseball, best in the AL right now. I like the over 17.5 outs on the road against the mighty Toronto Blue Jays offense, though Bo Bichette, coming off an injury, we'll see if he's actually going to be in the lineup tonight. Minus 105 there, available at BetMGM. So a little bit lighter juice on this. I'm buying this all diggity day long. You look at Bradish. Yeah, Toronto, middle of the pack in terms of total runs scored here last couple of weeks. Number 17 in that category, plating 54 in 13 games. And sure, Bradish has got that 4.09 road ERA on the season, but in his last 5 starts, just a 2.25 ERA. And on June 14th, that's the last time he faced the Toronto Blue Jays, he wins 7 strong innings. I'm no mathematician, but 7 times 3 is 21. That's way over the necessary 17 outs that is amplified here on this particular prop. He's gone over this in 6 straight starts too, Lundy. So I think he completes 6 innings. That's what we need, a fairly clean baseball. If he does that, we score a winner on the over. At least I do. 17.5 outs against the Jays. Lundy, -5 at BetMGM. Fade or follow?
Hard pass. Hard pass.
Oh, weak. Week.
Oh, I know.
If you're the matchup, you're frightened, aren't you?
Yeah, because Toronto, if you get Bichette, there's power on the Jays. Okay, we know that there's some power. There's some guys that can launch it. So it's one of those where if you're getting just kind of your average game, we're just plodding along, right? Just plodding along, kind of like me when I golf, just plodding along. There's not really anything exciting about it. I'm just kind of moving along, you know, shooting one into the wrong fairway every now and then, but every now and then putting one together makes me look like a stud. And so it could be that kind of game, or it could be one of those where Toronto's like, yeah, screw you. Bye-bye. Golly, that's a, I,
I don't like the number, man. I don't like it. Okay. I'll follow. I'll go with you on this one. And I'll say that Toronto's bats do not get red hot over the course of the first three innings. Bradish can settle in. He can make it the full six. And then he is happy and we are cashing the ticket. I will follow, but I do so reluctantly, just like lining up a putt that I don't have any idea where it's going to go.
Yeah, Lundy wielding a Fisher-Price putter with this selection, oh, yeah. Backing it weakly, but he's following on Bradish over on outs.
Number three.
All right, let's go to Miami and talk about a Mr. Marlin, and that is Jorge Soler, numero tres here on the Fade 5 podcast. I'm taking the over on 1.5 total bases against the Philadelphia Phillies. So that at a plus money, I'll barely work the shoulders there and get seduced by that juice, a plus 105 available at DraftKings. Why am I high on Mr. Soler in this matchup? Well, he's facing a lefty. And he's a guy that has crushed LHPs all season long. The lefty this time, that is Ranger Suarez, who he's got a decent history against. He's faced the Phillies six times in his career and has homered not once, but twice. Those are the only two hits he has recorded against Suarez with a 1,708 OPS. Now, he's only been over 1.5 total bases twice in his last 10 games. But you look at Suarez this season, giving up a 286 batting average to right-handed hitters. And on top of that, he has a 6.11 ERA. Allowed in his last five to put the chair on top of Sunday Soler, as I mentioned, versus Southpaws this season, batting .311 with a 1,172 OPS. Maximize the matchup, mi amigos, and that's what I'm doing. Little Soler power, Lundy. Will he shine brightly in the box score? I say yes, he does. On the over 1.5 total bases against Philly, plus 105 at DraftKings. Better follow.
Now, true story, folks. True story. Brad and I like to peel back the curtain every now and then. And sometimes we talk about stuff you probably shouldn't talk about publicly. But nonetheless, we do that every now and then. True story. We were getting ready to record today's lovely episode of the podcast. And I told Brad, I said, I need one more leg. I need another leg for a parlay that I'm building. And I hadn't really decided what I was going to do. Soler is the answer. Total bases plus 105 DK. That is going to be the extra leg that I need on the ridiculously stupid parlay that I'm building at the moment. So Soler, please help me. Don't make me regret following Brad and putting a bow on this parlay that I'm working on. Give me my bags and do it exactly like Bobby Witt. Do it in the first at bat so I don't have to think about it anymore.
Lundy, you're royally screwed on that parlay because I'm back in Soler, and somehow I convince you to do the same. Come on, Jorge! Make me look good for once.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Feed 5 podcast. Let's work in a little plus money wager here available at DraftKings at plus 125, and that is Zach Eflin. I say, what the Eflin on the over 1.5 walks against the New York Yankees. And again, that plus money is awfully enticing because the matchup is spectacular on paper. The New York Yankees, one of the most patient clubs at the dish over the entire season, and really over the last couple of weeks. Aaron Judge is back in the lineup. He generates a lot of free passes. Anthony Rizzo is poorly. He's actually applied bat to baseball. Pretty patient hitter as well. Gleyber Torres gets the occasional walk. So as a result, the Yankees number six in base on balls percentage the last couple of weeks, earning that freebie 10.8% of their plate appearances. Now, I've learned this season a very low 1.32 walks per nine mark overall, but that line is higher on the road at 1.85, still pretty low, but still he has had some command issues sporadically away from Tampa. He does have that the outstanding 30.3 call plus swinging strike percentage. He has been under this in six straight starts, and he only had one walk in New York on May 14th. So a little bit of a dice roll here. And understandably, I got seduced by that juice, couldn't resist it. So I wagered on it. Eflin over 1.5 walks in New York against the Bronx Bombers, plus 125 there at DraftKings Lundy. Fade or follow?
This plays into my bonus time. So, yeah.
Oh, really? I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm in. Plus 125. That's juicy, dude. That's like Palisade Peaches here in Colorado. I'm telling you, that is straight up juicy that you can get that at plus 125 on Eflin in this game. I love this one. Just like I said, it ties into one of my bonus time bets that I'm going to give you here in a second. But I do think that the Yankees are going to get the free passes. You brought up one of the guys that I think can do it. We'll talk about him coming up here within the bonus time. But I love the fact that you've got this at such a really, really good price. I think it's well worth the bet. I'm not going to lie. This might be a unit and a half. This might be a little extra cherry on top here on this one because I think he's going over this number. I don't even think it's going to be a sweat.
Millions of peaches. Peaches for me. Millions of peaches. Peaches for free. Look out!
Number one.
Numero uno. An ode to the President of the United States of America. Old school jam right there. On the fade five, the top option I'm going with is on the mustachioed maestro himself, the Atlanta Braves, and that is Spencer Strider. But no, I'm not betting on him individually. And no, we're not doing some weak minus action. We're going full throttle plus money on this SGP. And maybe Lundy's going to come with me on it. Give me Strider, nine or more strikeouts. Give me Strider to get a walk or more. And give me the Bravos after putting up a clunker in the box score last night against LAA. Four or more runs. That is plus 162 with all those hits. With the profit boost there. At DraftKings Sportsbook, you look at Spencer Strider, a guy should do this routinely and easily. He has hit nine or more strikeouts in seven straight starts. He's got the 14.56 K per nine overall in the season, but that number swells at home up to 15.45. He's got the highest call plus swinging strike rate among qualified starters in Major League Baseball, 34.5%. And on top of that, he's usually good for a walk or two. Every single start, practically. I think he's not issued a free pass in a couple of turns in the rotation. And you look at LAA this season, a team that has been strikeout prone and also, interestingly, has generated a lot of those walks because of Shohei primarily. Zero in the last couple of weeks. LAA, number three in strikeout rate and also number eight in walks percentage. And then you look at the Braves. They are number two only to my Chicago Cubs in total runs scored here last couple of weeks. And on top of that, again, coming off the woeful effort last night offensively, I think they get at least four or more runs, which they have done nine times since the All-Star break. And Patrick Sandoval, a guy he can knock around, though, to be fair, he's given up just a 2.08 ERA in his last three. So, again, the top taco today on the Fade 5 podcast. Lucky fade or follow in this SGP. Strider, nine or more Ks. Strider, one or more walks. And the Braves, four or more runs, plus 162 with that profit boost at DraftKings. What do you say?
Oh, boost this one to the moon, Alice.
Yes!
Yeah, we're doing this one. Love the idea of Strider to get nine or more Ks. You talked about the success that he's had and the fact that, what, seven games in a row? That he's done this. I mean, that's just silly that you're doing that. You're going up against a team that will be strikeout prone. Again, I think they're going to go, Shohei, just go right over there. You just 90 feet, just head that way. I think they're going to do that. I already gave that to you on the plus bus. I think they're going to avoid him. And where else are the bats on this team? I mean, I know they made the trade with the Rockies. They pick up CJ Krohn. They pick up Grichik, who went yard last night, which was, you know, us Rockies fans. And I don't even know if I count myself as a Rockies fan. that was fun to watch, right? Like, oh, okay, yeah, there's that guy. We picked up a couple of pitching prospects that our minor leagues coaches are going to find a way to F up. But, you know, hey, why not at least make some sort of a move? Frankly, if he wasn't hurt, Charlie Blackmon would be gone right now, too. All of that is to say Strider is going to like a hot knife through butter on yep. this Angels lineup this evening. Take advantage of this with the boost. I don't know. I might decide to get crazy with the Cheese Whiz and throw some other leg in there. Maybe a hit or two. I know you. We talked about Acuna earlier when you talked about the walk. But I might throw another leg in there and just get a little bit greedy. But this is a great start with that boost at 162.
All right, so we book in the pod, a little Angels action and Braves action on the front end, and more Angels Braves on the back end. Do we have some additional action in that game or any of the other games? It's bonus time, Lundy. What do you got for me on this Tuesday?
Well, let me stick with that game here real quick. Total base prop that I like. I'm just going to keep going to this well. Ride the horse until it bucks you, and that's Austin Riley. Give me the over on two total bases in this game for Riley. That's at even money right now at DK at plus 100. Very limited sample size against Sandoval, but he's 2-for-2 lifetime against him. I know that's wimpy. That's not a great sample size. But, folks, my sample size is what my eyes have shown me out of Austin Riley over the course of the last 30 to 45 days. I'm just going to keep hammering that total base prop with him. And again, even money right now at plus 100. So that's pretty damn solid for him. I told you we were going back to the Kansas City game as well. You talked about Bobby Witt. Same bet, same team, different name. Salvador Perez over two total bases for him. That one at a plus 105 number. He has a very nice 69 plate appearances against Jose Quintana over the course of his career. He's got a 286 lifetime average against him, including four doubles and two round trippers. So you put all that together, I think Perez gets over on that total base prop. And again, you can snag that one at a plus 105. I mentioned the fact that I liked Shohei Ohtani for a walk today. The other one that I like that I said we were going back to in the Bronx, give me Aaron Judge to get a walk as well. Now, the juice is not all that great. You may want to make this part of a parlay. If you decide that you do, you could actually put Aaron Judge for a walk, which is minus 140, by the way. You could put him for a walk, grab Ohtani that I told you earlier, slap those two together, and you're looking at, you know, you're sitting in the plus 200, 210, right in that range on that simple two-legger. If you're really feeling crazy, the other guy that I like to get on base with a walk today to draw a walk is Christian Yelich for Milwaukee going up against Josiah Gray. Also, not so sure that I don't like Yelich for a stolen base today. Gray has given up 16 free bags to base runners so far this season. That puts him seventh in the league in terms of the total number of stolen bases allowed. Yelich leads Milwaukee with 22 stolen bases. It's juiced way down because he's known for doing it. It's a plus 130. But again, I'm correlating. I'm bringing these two together. If I like him for a walk to get on base, I like the idea of him stealing one to get to second. So I'll take him for the walk. I also, as I said, I like him on the stolen base front as well. Real quick trip back to the ATL. Brad talked about the idea of kind of breaking out of what happened yesterday. Give me the over in that game, which sits at a flat 9, by the way. You might want to buy it down to the 8.5, give up a little bit of juice. It's minus 115 if you want to play that one at the over on the 9 runs. Brad already gave you all the logic behind Atlanta being able to score. Atlanta might do 7 or 8 by themselves, okay? So I think they can get to the over on this 9. Let me give you a plus odds hits prop. Got two legs to this one. Nice and simple. Give me Devers. Devers, anybody? Devers. And Yordan Alvarez. All I need is a hit out of both of those guys, and that one checks in at a plus 104. And then you might, I don't know, you might think I'm a little bit crazy with this one, but I'm going with it anyway. Give me the under on the strikeout prop that exists there in Tejas for one Andrew Heaney. It sits at 5.5. I'm going to play the under on that, and here's the reason why. Part of the reason I'm doing it, he's had 20 starts this season, Brad. He's only gone over 5.5 strikeouts 6 times. 14 times this year he has been under that number. And I know he's going up against a White Sox team that he may be able to get to swing and miss, but at Caesars right now, the under on that 5.5 is a minus 113. At DraftKings, it's a plus 105.
Wow.
18 swing in your favor I'm playing the under. I think he's going to finish right at five, and I'm going to take those plus odds that I can get. Only 6 of 20 starts, he's done it. And in fact, he's only gone over that total in 3 of 12 starts that he's had at home. It's just, it's crazy. He's only done it twice since May 15th. I just think this number is set too high for him. And the fact that DK is willing to give me plus odds on the under, I will take all diggity day long. And then the last one, Ranger Suarez, another under on strikeouts that I like. It sits at 4.5. It's juiced up. It's minus 140, but I'm going to play that one as well at DK. Miami's got one of the lowest K rates in Major League Baseball. And if you go back to the start that he had, again, on the road, same thing that Suarez has to do later on this evening, 6:40 Eastern time, first pitch. Back on July 8th, he was on the road, pitched against this Miami team, and finished with exactly 4. So a lot of like what I expect out of Heaney, where I think he's going to finish right at 5 and the hook's going to come into our favor. I'm going to do the same thing with Suarez, take the under on 4.5 Ks. I think he finishes right at 4, just like he did a month ago, and we wind up cashing that ticket. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
All right, rapid fire style team. Huevos parlay play of the day time. Let's go to the white hot Baltimore Orioles. Give me the Orioles on the money line. Give me the Orioles to score 3 or more runs in their matchup in Toronto. And then give me Adley Rutschman to get a hit. All three of those legs hit plus 160 at DraftKings. Give me a little bit of background here on the Orioles money line. They have won 7 of their last 10 games and 4 of their last 5 in this series against the Jays. Toronto just batting 500, really. Not batting. They're results-wise only 500. 5-5. They're batting 500. That'd be ridiculous. 5-5 in their last 10. Meanwhile, the Orioles, they've scored at least 3 runs in 7 of their last 8, though number 19, that is it, in total runs scored in the last couple of weeks. And they look at Rutschman. He's gotten a hit in 11 of his last 15 games, batting .290 against left-handed pitchers. And Hyunjin Ryun is on the mound for his season debut after that long stint on the IL for the Jays. He is a left-hander. I think Rutschman tees off against him and touches him there overall. So Orioles money line, Orioles 3 more runs, and Rutschman with a hit plus 160 there at DraftKings. 2 more plays for me before we get out of here. I love this little two-legger I put together right before I jumped on the pod. So I'm going to go ahead and hammer this home right now. Justin Steele over 17.5 outs against the Reds at home for the Cubs. And give me Gavin Williams over 1.5 walks. He is a starter for the Cleveland Guardians. And a guy that has hit at least 2 or more walks in a game in 5 of 7 starts. That indeed will be the case once again for him today in his matchup. But then you look at Justin Steele, a guy routinely working through 6 innings. Cincinnati's number 4 in total runs scored here last couple of weeks. But Steele in the season, 2.97 ERA inside the friendly confines of Wrigley Field. He's also overall got the 4.17 strikeout to walk split, which is terrific. Gets a lot of ground balls, indicative in his 50% ground ball rate. And he wants to make up for the last time he faced the Reds. He only went 3 2/3, one of the shortest outings of the season, May 26. And by the way, he's reached the end of the 6 in 6 consecutive starts. So Steele over 17.5 outs, Gavin Williams over 1.5 walks, plus 130. And Williams facing Houston, which is top 12 walks percentage here last couple of weeks. Again, that's plus 130 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Meanwhile, Miles Mikolas, or however the hell you want to pronounce it, give me the over on strikeouts. He's going to be K-ing like crazy. He's going to be a Greek god because that's what everybody resembles against the Minnesota Twins, who are striking out over 30% of the time the last couple of weeks. And this is a really high number. That's why it's a plus money, plus 110 at DraftKings. And Mikolas has only gone over this once in his last 11 starts. Has just a 6.19 K per nine mark on the season. But again, Minnesota just, they swing and at everything inside the zone while outside the zone. They pile up the strikeouts. And I think this will be the case, the St. Louis star. That's why I like it there at plus money. And then I'm going to go back to the Cubs game on this SGP. Give me Yan Gomes for a hit and give me Matt McLaurin for a hit. Both those guys just get one hit, plus 125 again at DraftKings. Gomes on an 8-game winning streak, or hitting streak right now. The Cubs, even though they've taken a step back the last couple of games, they're surging. He's 0-for-1 lifetime against Ben Lively. He's toeing the rubber for Cincinnati, but Lightly has a 4.20 ERA at night. The game going to be on the lights at Wrigley. And on top of that, too, Gomes batting .299 at home this season, and that game being played at Wrigley. And then the last little take here on Matt McLaurin. He's facing Justin Steele, who's a left-handed pitcher. And Steele, he's 1-for-3 against lifetime, but more importantly, batting .339 with a 1,026 OPS against LHPs. And he's got a hit in 7 of his last 10 games. So on that SGP, a little two-legger, Gomes hit, McLaurin hit, plus 125. We are out of time here on the Feedified podcast. Do us a favor and drop us a rating and review at your convenience. Also, follow us on X or Twitter, what it used to be called. Nate and all his picks there at In Lundy. Mine at Noisy Huevos. For the terrific Nate Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.